Crunch Time. Crunch Time. You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Crunch Time. Crunch Time.
That's right, Kansas City. Welcome to Crunch Time. It is Tim Grunhardt and Frank Bowe. We appreciate you guys listening in. We're back on a Thursday night, a special Thursday night. And Frank's going to tell you because he got all the information from our friends from American Shaman and didn't share because he wants to be big time. So he's going to give you all the information here in a second. But I will tell you that we are at the Hen House over here off 135th and Metcalf. Pop on in. And Frank's going to tell you about the great deals that you could get when you're come in here, hang out with us, get some great CBD American Shaman products, and listen to a wonderful show. We got a great show lined up. We got Tim Prister coming on from Irish Illustrated.
Oh, we got to talk Notre Dame football, of course.
Well, because that's the big news right now. Thank God they did it during a bye week, or what the hell would we do? It was perfect. I actually got to talk to Soren for 1 hour without him giving me some kind of crap about the Chiefs. I got to just talk about Notre Dame.
Perfect.
It was great. It was awesome. But better than that, Frank, first of all, CBD America Shaman, our great sponsor. We use the product all the time. I was out playing golf today at Wolf Creek, and I was slathering on the topical everywhere, my elbows, my shoulders, 70 degrees out, but my body still is at about, feels like winter.
Aches and pains.
Aches and pains.
Of course.
I think that high pressure is settling in, and it kind of forced.
Tim.
I don't know. Let's call Lee Zach. We'll figure out what it is.
Okay.
But you tell us what the deals are.
Pretty soon you'll be giving us a winter forecast. Okay, we just drop it. All right.
Yeah, it's always like 22 or 23
yeah,
inches.
Yeah, I know. I
could
do
that.
It was only 15 last year, but that's okay. All right. We're here at the Hen House until 7 o'clock. Here in this store only, they do have their own CBD American Shaman retail store inside the Hen House, which will be here. Not just tonight, but now and forever, okay? Until 7 o'clock tonight, though, you
forever
get a deal.
And ever. Amen.
You're going to get a deal you just don't see or don't get from American Shaman very often. Buy one product, you get one product free,
hold
and
on.
That is on all
20-second timeout. What did you just say?
I said buy one,
get one,
get
free.
One free on
wow.
every product that CBD American Shaman
so now, you were trying to explain to me a little bit earlier how that's a better deal than 50% off.
I did not.
Yes, you
did.
You said it was half off, half off.
It is half off.
I said, no, it's 30% off anywhere else other than this store.
Right.
And you said, no, they want to come in here because it's 50% off because one is.
Yes, it is. Buy one, get one free, 50% off. Don't you understand how this works?
So if they come in here.
Did you take math at Notre Dame? Did you actually?
All I knew how to do was add up to seven. That was a touchdown.
Never
I knew that.
Mind. Never mind.
I need a 10 yards per first down.
Buy one, right? Get one free on all products, including Delta 8 and the HHC. If you're a fan of the medical grade product, the HHC is incredible. You're going to love that. There's no THC in it. Isolated cannabinoid. It helps combat pain, hypertension, and also helps you sleep. You get vape form or gummy form, and it is the hottest product going.
Tonight, it's awesome.
Until 7 o'clock, buy one.
Get one free.
Get one free. So right here inside the Hen House.
Not
store is right inside
off.
The door. If you come in to buy flowers, it's right next to the flower store. It's right on the other side is the cash registers. Or right smack dab in the middle. Come on in and see
well,
us.
Come on in and hang out with us, guys.
Wonderful.
We'll be here until 7 o'clock. We'd love to see you.
And we'll talk to Jamie Woolard in our last segment tonight.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about the big deal coming up on Tuesday night. The legends, Kansas City legends, Timmy, Neil Smith, and Paul Kaufman.
Who's the MC?
I've covered all three of these guys during my career, including Kaufman in Green Bay.
Who is the MC?
For God's sake, I am the MC, and it is December 7th. It's going to be a day that lives in infamy in your life. Okay, I'm going to get you back for everything you've ever done.
Oh, gosh.
So that's
it's not a roast, okay?
Oh, yes, it's going to be
oh, gosh.
Are you kidding? Of course it will.
All right. Well, don't forget to pop in here, guys. Say hello. We're at the Hen House, right. 135th at Metcalf. We'd love to see you. You know, this is really the first time we've been out since COVID.
Remember, yes.
We were
right.
always out on the road. That was the best part of doing this show. Then they stuck us in this really dark draft, like dungeon type of room late at night at the 810 headquarters. And now we're out in the light again. It's great to be here. It's great to be here and seeing all the people out here having a great time. Everybody's shopping. It's a holiday season because it's the most wonderful time of the year, Frank.
Ugh.
And 50% off, right?
50%. Tim, buy one, get
oh,
one
okay.
free. Just
all right.
keep it simple.
All right.
Okay, Tim. Just keep it simple.
Well, I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to give you the top ten things the Chiefs need to do after the bye in order to get to the Super Bowl we want them to go. All right. So
just to let Rudy know back in the studio.
We're not doing
Rudy,
it.
This is not a good, bad, and the ugly.
No.
We will not do good, bad, and the ugly because Tim refused. So he's going to do this instead.
So I'm going to read my top 10 deals, and I would like you to please.
I'll chime in.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
You know, chime in on it. All right. Number 10.
Okay.
Keep Chris Jones at defensive tackle. He dominates the pocket. He hurts the run fits. The defense has been great since he moved inside. Keep him inside a D tackle, number 10.
Okay.
Thoughts?
So you don't want him to rotate at all back out to
the defense?
You leave him there the whole time?
The whole time.
Even like change up the defensive look and put him on somebody different and do a little spag.
Frank, if they want to move him out a couple times just
right.
for craps and giggles,
but
fine.
For 90% of the time.
99% of the time.
99% of the time you want him at.
And so you would like it 90, and I'm at 99. This is the way this show's been going.
No, I don't
50%
think...
off, half off, 99%, 90%. I could see you're in one of those moods today. So you're right, Frank. Just like I tell Sarah all the time, you're right. Number 9.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, establish a third wide receiver, please. Hill and Kelsey are great. But to get to the Super Bowl, they've got to find another option at the wide receiver position or receiver of some sort, whether it's a back or a tight end. Your thoughts on can they and will they establish another receiver?
I think they will establish another receiver. I think they're going to have to establish another wide receiver, and I just don't know who it's going to be. Somebody's got to step up. I sort of like Byron Pringle myself. Mecole Hardman has been given every chance in the world to get this done. He is no longer going to return punts. That he's out of that. He's benched for that situation. We'll see how he reacts to that, and we'll see how much they use him in the offense.
This team will not go to the Super Bowl unless it finds another option. You can't just have the two. You got to have something else. And I think they have that guy, whether it's Pringle or Robinson or whether it's Gordon, somebody.
We haven't seen him at all.
Yeah. So they need to establish it. They had the bye week. So we need to give that. Number 8. Are you ready? Number 8?
Yeah, sure.
The O-line. Keep developing. Keep communicating. Keep that pocket deep. Keep that pocket wide, especially at the tackle position. The center's great. He's awesome. But, I mean, Kansas City always drafts great center. So, I mean, that's just something we all just accept to happen. But the tackles, they've got to keep that pocket wide. And it's really important for Patrick Mahomes to be able to step up and throw the ball. That is so important. And we want to talk about the run game. We'll get to that a little bit later. But in the pass protection, pocket deep and wide, the offensive line has got to do a better job of protecting Patrick Mahomes.
And it looks like Niang did not practice today again. Whether or not he plays Sunday, we don't know yet. Is Wiley going to be – if they have to stick with Wiley the rest of the year, that's not a good
sign.
Not
a good thing.
That's not a good sign.
No. No. All right. But so, yeah, that's where we're at. We're at number 8 with the offensive line. Number 7.
Okay.
This one actually has your name in it, Frank. That's how important you are. Special teams. The Frank Bull theory of kickoff return, which is?
Do not bring the ball out of the end zone ever. Here's the only thing I am 100% on.
I know.
Never bring the ball out of the end zone.
And it's
ever.
Number 7.
Never, ever bring the ball out of the end zone.
All right.
Ever.
Okay, so that eliminates penalties, which is always happens on a return. Yeah. There's always a penalty. Next thing you know, you're inside the 10-yard line instead of being out to the 20 or 25. Also,
take advantage of the rule. It goes to the 25-yard line.
Yeah.
Just take advantage of the rule and then get your offense going from there.
And how about this one? And this kind of fits into, I've heard you say this before, but I've heard you say a lot of things. But I've heard you say this before.
Most of them unrepeatable on radio.
Make extra points.
That'd be a good idea.
All right. It seems like a very simple one.
Right.
But it's not.
Especially with that kid.
Yeah, he makes 50 yarders, but he can't make extra points.
With no problem.
I know.
It'll kill you.
You
get in the playoffs, that will kill you.
All right, number 6. Why can't I read this?
That's because you wrote it.
I know. I put Pat, and it should have been Patrick because, remember, his mom
does
not
want to call
him. So, Patrick, take what is given to you. Do not force the issue. Trust your instincts. He's even said, Frank, and we've heard him say this, at times he sees too much, at times he doesn't see enough. He needs to just trust his instincts, take what's given to him, and things will open up. But it's really important, especially early in games, for the rest of this season, especially as you go into this playoff run, the defenses are going to give you certain things. Take those things until other things open up. Thoughts?
Right. He's had trouble adjusting to this new style offense they have to play ever since last year's Super Bowl, when they've been using the Tampa 2 and then variations of it. But most everybody that's played them since that time has, except for the Las Vegas Raiders, who decided not to and got 41 points put up.
I know.
But the deal was, and they're going to continue to use those defensive because they are effective. They've been holding down the Chiefs scoring, okay, and because they haven't been scoring as many points. But I think sometimes, too, he'll get rid of the ball, and those guys are so close to him. I think sometimes that's why they have the balls bounce off their shoulder pads, off their helmets, and they can't hang on. The ball's coming at about 100 miles an hour. Now, the deal is they are paid big money to catch the ball no matter how fast it's coming to them, I understand. But sometimes he can adjust just a little bit, get the ball to him, you know, with a reasonable amount of thrust, and just go from there. And I think that'll cut down all the deflected pass interceptions that have been happening. And the other thing is, once you get the ball, get it secured, then, you know, make sure you hang on to the football. And that's a big thing. And I think they've been doing better at that.
So. Yeah, I agree. So, okay, let's kind of recap the top 10. One was Chris Jones in the middle. Number 9 is establishing the third receiver. Number 8 was the offensive line. Keep developing, communicating, and keep the pocket clean for Patrick Mahomes. Number 7, the Frank Bolt theory of special teams. Do not take it out of the end zone. Number 6, Pat, take what's given to you. Ready for number 5.
I'm ready.
Number 5.
I'm ready.
Steer clear of COVID.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, here's the deal, too. Coming off of the bye week, I was worried as heck. You used to only worry about one thing bye week. How many guys are going to end up in jail? Okay, now you got how many guys are going to end up in jail and how many guys are going to get COVID?
Right. So, well, look at the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, their head coach, I talked to Mike this week, and he's, you know, not real happy, but, you know, that's part of the deal. And Dan Quinn will be the head coach in the game. But they have like 8 guys that are dealing with either COVID or have been exposed to COVID. So the Chiefs have got to find a way. And that's really just getting lucky. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, if you walk into the wrong room and with the wrong person and all of a sudden you get it, you get it. But also they got to be smart.
Come on. 99% of the guys aren't even getting sick. They have no symptoms.
But
at all.
But if you test positive, you can't play.
You can't play. That's exactly right.
You like that one?
Yeah, and don't try to forge a vaccine card. Okay, you don't want to do that.
No, don't do that.
Okay. They had a couple guys suspended for 3 days, for 3 games. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was bad. Number 4.
And Aaron Rodgers skates.
It skates.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's just the way of the world. All right, number 4. Win the turnover battle every game. No bad turnovers. Do not be minus in the turnover ratio in the last part of this season. You've got to take care of the football. Turnovers will kill you this time of the year.
They kill you any time of year in any game. Yeah. You can't turn the ball over. Look at the first several games of the season. Chiefs are really, you know, hurting a lot of turnovers. You're going to get beat. The NFL, you're going to get beat. And everybody, you know, and this always scares the hell out of me, is, you know, like this week they're playing Denver Broncos, right? Play them at Arrowhead. Come off a bye week. Andy, I got his record here. Andy off a bye week, okay.
It's like this is Philadelphia. 110 and like
this
one.
This is Philadelphia and the Chiefs. He is and the postseason, regular and postseason. He's 26-6.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Bye week.
So everybody assumes, they go, oh, okay, playing Denver, right? 10-point favorite. I beat him by 30 to
I don't like that
30 to 15, 30, 20. It's easy. No problem. And Teddy Bridgewater playing quarterback? Come on.
But
they see him twice every year. They know exactly what the Chiefs do, and they play great defense.
They play great defense, and you just can't turn the ball over. Okay. Can't lose the battle of the turnover.
I'm with you on that one.
All right, number 3.
Always.
All right, number 3. The Tim Grunhardt theory, which is a little bit probably, it's aged, and it hasn't aged well, but it's aged. The run game. In December, you got to win the battle of the run game. December is for running the football and stopping the run. And with this month, you've got to run the ball. You've got to be able to stop the run. The weather will turn in Kansas City, and usually in the places that you play in December, the weather starts to turn. Now, remember, December/January, you're going to get some bad weather games. You've got to be able to stop the run And Denver's going to test him this week.
Yes, they
and
will.
You got to be able to run the ball. I'm not saying you live in the world where it's Marty ball again, but you have got to. There's going to be a time when it's a four-minute type of situation where you got to be able to run the ball and be efficient with it, not just the first two series, and then all of a sudden you forget about the run game. You have to be consistent throughout the game, stopping and running the football, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I agree. I'm with you on that.
That's why he's the best color guy in baseball.
Yeah, Tim, you're right. Always right.
Yes. That was from Major League.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. Yes,
you didn't really, no. Once again.
No, I agree with the run game. It's going to get at the time of year. Last two games of the season are on the road. One's at Cincinnati. And the other one's at Denver. They have to go back out there and play. It's never an easy place to play at that time of year. Might not mean anything at that point, but I think the Cincinnati game is going to mean something.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
And I really think they're going to have to play their guys on the last game of the season because I think it's going to be really close for that number one seed. Whether a win or a loss will get you that number one seed at that point because they're not there yet. I mean, they just aren't there. And they've got, and most of the teams ahead of them, Baltimore has beat them. Okay. New England, they haven't played yet. Tennessee has beat them. And then the Chiefs are the number four seed.
Yeah.
So they not only have the games on them, but they also have the tiebreaker on them. So I think it will come down to it. But running the football is important. It opens everything else up, and it really makes the offense easier to run.
And my good friend Donna helped me with number two here. She's here.
Donna Willard.
Great
here.
Friend,
yep.
Donna.
Uh-huh.
Number two, stay healthy. Last year in the Super Bowl, what happened? The offensive line looked like, because they were all hurt.
They were all hurt.
You can't have it where you three or four guys on the offensive line are hurt, or don't, and I'm not even going to say the other thing. We got to make sure we keep our quarterback healthy. You don't want to lose any linebackers. You don't want to lose any defensive backs. You got to stay healthy. This time of the year, take care of your body, do the right things, and, you know, you just got to have, once again, luck. You just can't have those injuries. But number two is you got to stay healthy in order to make that run to go to the Super Bowl.
Right. And that's why I think the bye week was in a great place. This is a perfect place for them to get to the bye week and try to get everybody healthy and make this final run with the last six games of the season, which aren't, you know, they're not impossibly difficult. You know what I mean? You've got Denver and the Raiders at home. Then you're going to go. You're going to play the Chargers. That's going to be a tough game on the road. Pittsburgh Steelers are they are not even close to being what the Steelers used to be. That guy playing quarterback, you just got to blitz him every play, just like they did against the Green Bay Packers, you know, against Jordan Love. Just blitz him every play because Ben can't get out of his own way. And then you're going to go up against you go against the two road teams. You go against Cincinnati and the game you're going to, and then to Denver.
All right. So the last four have been steer clear of COVID.
I like the way you're building this up. This is
the
some suspense.
Game, the run game in December. You got to run the ball. You got to stop the run. You got to stay healthy. And kind of lends to number two, which could have been number one. And this one I got, the first one I got from Donna, number two. Number one I got from Jamie.
Oh,
just
God.
Use CBD American Shaman products, Chiefs. You'll stay healthy. You'll stay on point. You put some anti-inflammatory cream. You'll be running around like you're a young buck again. And then you got the water solubles. It'll keep you healthy. You don't have to worry about colds, all those kind of things. So
stay
use
healthy.
The products of CBD Mega Shaman.
Hey, best
right?
not, come on in here. Buy one, get one free.
Number one thing that you just need to do, come in here and just buy American Shaman products.
It's perfect.
And you know what? What can they do right now? If they, I know there's a bunch
buy
of them
one,
right around here.
Buy one, get one free. Look at all the people here.
Pop in.
You get the HHC and the Delta 8. It's
yeah.
Also buy one, get one. They're two most popular products.
Absolutely.
They're awesome.
So if there's a Chief player listening, I know you guys listen, stop on by here to Hen House. We'll give you one for I'll tell you
buy
what. You guys
one.
Come in here, you buy one, we'll give you one for free.
Wow, Tim, that's really
that
magnanimous
nice of
you. Yes,
not 50% off, Frank,
no,
like
I
you
know.
Wanted.
I
buy one,
get
one free.
Okay, right. You can tell Tim went to Notre Dame. Okay, good.
V for Villanova.
Yeah, well, you couldn't get in Villanova. Go ahead.
Oh,
next.
Yeah, well, their football team is they're just
easy.
Train killers.
Easy.
All right, let's go to the Denver Bronco game, Frank. Thoughts on the game? Listen,
what was number one?
That was number one.
Oh, I thought you said it was number two.
Once again, no, number two is to stay healthy.
Didn't
it fed into number
one.
No, see, so you're not listening
again. Okay, all right. That's
once
fine.
Again.
All right, go ahead.
Number one was use CBD American
I got you.
Powder.
Never mind.
It's like the days of Christmas.
I got you.
All right, now do you want me to sing all these?
No. Okay. No.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Denver Bronco game. This is the best defense the Chiefs will face here at this time of the year. This is a good defense. They're ranked ninth overall. They're third in points. They do a really good job of being gap sound. They are a good defense. Sertan has been a ball hawk. The Chiefs have got to play a good game on the offensive side, and they've got to make sure that they take advantage, once again, of the things that Denver is going to give them. If you try to force something against this defense, and Andy even said it, this defensive-minded head coach, he is one of the smartest defensive minds out there, and he's going to have a plan, and he's going to put Patrick Mahomes in some funny positions, and Patrick's going to have to work through those things. If he works through those things and he takes advantage of his instincts, takes advantage of the things that are given, he'll be okay. But if you try to force the ball, if you try to do too much, if you try to take what's not there, you're going to have issues with the Denver Broncos.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, the guys are on today on Sports Radio 810 WHB as Spagnuolo. He had Eric Bieniemy, and he also had Frank Clark talking about this football game. And, like Tim has said, this team has played great on defense.
Yeah.
But Steve Spagnuolo said you can't rest on your laurels.
I'm always looking at the holes or what needs to get better. I'm glad that it's been better in the last 4 weeks. When you piece the whole thing together, to me, the most important thing is points allowed, right? That's what we're always gearing toward. We knew we had some weaknesses in certain areas, earlier in the season. Some of it's gotten fixed. We still got a long way to go. The one thing I say to the guys, okay, so everything's been good so far, but that doesn't do anything for us going into this game. You just got to get back to that, get our nose to the grindstone and get working again.
Yep. He's right, yeah. Too. You got to keep them humble.
Absolutely. And that kind of lends to what the defense needs to do against the Denver Broncos. Listen, the Denver Broncos are going to come in here. They're going to try and run the ball. Javonte Williams right now is the number one running back in the league at breaking and making people miss in tackles. And he's only a rookie. He's had more people miss and broke more tackles than anybody since 2006 when Marshawn Lynch was breaking tackles and making people miss. Now, listen, he doesn't get the ball as much as because he got Gordon there too. But when that kid gets the ball, it's a 1-2 combo. Gordon is fast, quick, and in the open space he can make you miss with his speed. But Javonte Williams has a little bit of that shake and bake, and we'll run you over. So the Chiefs have got to be solid in their tackling against the Denver Broncos.
Well, here's deal two, and here's the key for them, and Rudy will go to number nine here. But the deal is the two safeties are physical guys. Okay, they'll come up, they'll make hits, and they make great tackles. The linebackers are physical guys. They're going to make some hits, make the tackles. Defensive line's great. The guys that aren't making the tackles are the cornerbacks, and Spagnuolo was asked if it was important for those cornerbacks to be more physical.
Yeah, I mean, you're a complete corner when you do that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I tend to lean toward those guys. I think that makes us better. Now, you don't take that at the expense of, the skills that you need to cover.
Sure.
But the combination, we have a couple of guys that have that combination. C.W. Ward does that. He's physical. He can cover. Jarius does it. Fenton's done it for us. I mean, you're right. Last year with Breland, we tend to lean toward those kind of guys. I think those guys know that about the system and how I would like them to play, and I think it makes us better.
I mean, is that something you talk about when you guys are going into the draft every year? When you're about guys with you and Andy and Brett, do you guys talk about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's a credit to Brett and his staff. I mean, tackling is, the old cover corner. It's a little bit taboo to me because you kind of limit yourself to just saying all you do is cover. You want a complete football player, and I think what you're saying and what you're seeing, Adam, is those guys do that.
Yeah, now Fenton missed practice today too as well, so that's a situation.
All right, we better take a break here.
Remember, a break.
We're at the Hen House here on 135th and Metcalf. Pop on in. We got another half hour here, and you're going to get buy one, get one free. And it's got
finally
great products.
Finally figured it out.
Right here in the Hen House, there now is an American Shaman store right at the front. So pop on in, hang out with us, get some great products, and shoot, this is the best deal you can get is, you know, buy one, get one free. You know, 30% off we thought is pretty good. But like Frank said, you know, it's better than 50% off because it's buy one, get one free. Right, Frank?
Good Lord.
You're listening to
Crunch Time.
All right. Welcome back to Crunch Time. It is Tim Grunhardt and Frank Bowl. We are at the Hen House here on 135th and Metcalf. Pop on in and say hello to us. And once again, we love our great sponsor, CBD American Shaman. Some great CBD products. If you come in right now, you can buy one, get one free. While the show lasts here for another half hour or so. But I am so happy to bring on a good buddy of mine who is a domer, Frank, so you can stop picking on me. We got a Villanova guy here, Tim, and he's been just talking a lot of crap. So I'm glad that you're on. Tim graduated in, what, 82, Tim? And didn't you play baseball for the Irish, too?
Yeah, 82, correct. And, yeah, you know where the science building is now? That's well, you remember it. That's where we played baseball, yeah.
The old,
no. Tim would never know where the science building
all
is.
All I knew was the library.
Okay.
I was always at the library.
Yeah, right. It's another place you never, your shadow never crossed that doorstep either.
Oh, so Tim, we really appreciate you coming out, and I know you've been swamped. I can't figure out why, but I know you've been really, really swamped of late. So let's just start real quick, and we'll be quick with this because it's old news now, but Coach Brian Kelly has left. He had a meeting with the players at 7 a.m. On, I guess, Monday, and he was in his car driving out by 7:12. So kind of an in-and-out, say goodbye deal, but I talked to some of the parents, talked to a couple of the current players. You know, it is what it is, according to them. But have you heard anything? I mean, there's not a lot of happy campers there with kind of the way that it ended.
No, and I think you have a whole bunch of former Cincinnati Bearcat players that played for Brian Kelly that felt the same way 11 years ago. No, I mean, and that is why the hiring of Marcus Freeman gives us a chance to be pretty seamless, because once that news broke last night, you know, I mean, there were some hard feelings. I mean, that's always kind of been Brian Kelly's MO. He made some changes after the 2016 season. But, you know, not a guy that the players necessarily embrace. And so, you know, now you got a guy who with no experience as a head coach, but somebody that the players really desperately wanted to be named the head coach. I think it's a pretty amazing phenomenon to witness this Notre Dame nation almost universally embracing Marcus Freeman as the next head coach.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have talked to some of the current players, and they absolutely love this guy. So yeah, that you're right. It is seamless. Now, Brian Kelly, other than, oh, gosh, the special teams guy, I'm drawing a blank on his name. I was just
Brian Pullian.
Yeah, Pullian. Other than Pullian, is there any other coaches going? It seems like he asked a bunch of guys to go, and they all said, nope, we're staying here.
Yeah, that was, you know, I mean, first of all, let me just say that, you know, there are no guarantees here. I know that it's kind of a honeymoon situation, and everybody thinks that he's going to be great, and I do too. I think he's got some intangibles, and he's got some assets that most, you know, you don't normally find in a 35-year-old. But, yeah, I mean, I think in order for all of this to work, Tommy Rees, I think two guys in particular, Tommy Rees needed to stay, and he gave consideration to LSU. And then Matt Bayless, the director of football performance, the strength and conditioning leader, who really has done great things since he got here in 2017. So, you know, those things have fallen in place. Mike Elston staying, yeah. I mean, I think you can legitimately say that the coaches at Notre Dame wanted to keep, they kept them all.
That's amazing. It really is amazing, and that's great news because, just like you said, the consistency and continuity is so important in this transitional period. And listen, they're still up for a playoff spot, and it'd be kind of crazy. Now you lost your head coach and lost a, you know, couple coordinators and everything else, and it just would have not been a seamless transition, and now it has a chance to be.
Yeah.
Well, and it would have impacted next year's roster, because there are going to be guys that have an extra year that are going to exercise that option now because Marcus Freeman is there. There are guys that would have, you know, you got the one-time transfer rule now. So, I mean, you are going to see guys leave, some grad transfers, and a lot of that is not happening. And then, you know, the early signing period, which, you know, back in your day, Tim, you know, we didn't have that, but now they have the mid-December signing period, and there's no doubt that some of those kids would have been lost had it not been Marcus Freeman named the head coach.
We're talking with Tim Prister from our show story, talking about Brian Kelly going to LSU and Notre Dame trying to figure out what to do at this point. Looks like so far you haven't lost very many recruits. You haven't had a lot of kids defect. It is early, a little honeymoon period going on. Let's talk about Brian Kelly for a minute. I guess, and Timmy and I were talking about this, this is more from Tim than from me, is that, you know, when he broke the record for the most wins as a coach in Notre Dame history, he sort of went to administration and said, hey, how about a raise? How about an extended contract? You know, he's 60 years old. You know, let's push me to wherever we can. You know, I need to make some more money here. And that didn't happen. I guess they went to some alums, and the alums said, nah, we don't think it's that important to do that. And I could imagine getting under Brian Kelly's skin a little bit, and it was one of the, you know, things that really pushed him out the door.
Yeah, I don't know that I would depict the scenario quite like that, but the situation definitely was that he has 3 years left on his contract. LSU offered him 10, and I don't think that there was an intention to extend him. And, you know, I mean, we live in a world today when you go 54-9 at Notre Dame, that usually commands a raise or an extension of some sort. And it's been 12 years. You know, there have been times I think it's pretty undeniable that the relationship between Jack Swarbrick and Brian Kelly has been a little rocky. I think he had a clash of pretty strong personalities when Brian Kelly first started. I think things leveled out a little bit. And then when they had that 2016 season, you know, Jack Swarbrick intervened there and made sure that there were some changes made in the coaching staff. And from there, I mean, Brian Kelly really has done a tremendous job. And I don't want to, you know, the last thing I'm going to do is make this a Brian Kelly bash fest, because the fact of the matter is Marcus Freeman's inheriting a program that's won 54 games in the last 5 years and is on extremely solid ground. So, you know, for a guy that has no head coaching experience, he has a huge advantage of coming in at a time when Notre Dame is peaking on the football field.
So was there any consideration, Tim, to anybody else, or was this a thing when Brian said, listen, I'm going to move on, they said, all right, well, we want to bring somebody within? Was Luke Fickell contacted? You know, people were talking about Matt Campbell. Urban Meyer, there wasn't a chance that – I don't see it. People were saying that. I said, if you know Notre Dame, that ain't happening. But, you know, was there anybody else mentioned? Was anybody else talked to? Or was this to say, you know what, we like this guy. We think he can do it. It's his first head coaching job at Notre Dame, which is certainly unique. But, you know, like you said, this is new. You see NFL coaches now at 32, 33, 34, 35 years old. So, I mean, this isn't anything new, but was there anybody else considered?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that Luke Fickell was a guy that Notre Dame had an interest in. I mean, he's an established head coach. I think if Notre Dame had hired Luke Fickell, I think he would have been a great representative of our alma mater, Tim. And I think he's a very solid football coach, and I think he would have won. But what you have in Marcus Freeman, there is this perception that this guy really, really gets it. And it's a perception that he's created with great communication. You know, anytime you've seen an interview with him, he comes off as extremely knowledgeable and impressive. And I think that he knows how to bring people together. I think he will reach out to former Notre Dame players in a way that wasn't happening. All the Brian Kelly players would come back, but, you know, to go back further, I don't think a lot of that was happening. So, I mean, this is a guy that's sitting in Notre Dame's lap, and you can imagine that if you do not, you know, all the positive signs pointing for him, if you do not keep him, he comes back and haunts you and goes on to have a great career, you're going to kick yourself for having this guy sitting in your lap and not taking advantage of it. So, I mean, he's just the kind of guy that, you want to take it, you know, under normal circumstances, you don't want to take a chance on a 35-year-old guy that hasn't been a head coach. But everything you see and know about Marcus Freeman tells you it's something that you need to do.
Yeah, we're talking to Tim Prister, Irish Illustrated. And, you know, like you said, Brian Kelly did not leave the cupboard bare. Got a good team coming back. They have two straight, top recruiting classes coming through. So they're in pretty good shape right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And they're going to sign a class on the 15th that will be, I'm not sure where it's rated, and that's all relative, but fifth or sixth or somewhere around there, maybe even higher than that. A lot of it is Marcus Freeman. I mean, as soon as Marcus Freeman came in, he got a verbal commitment from a defensive end / three technique, Tyson Ford. I know he wants to play defensive end. Let me just say, defensive end Tyson Ford, and nobody expected him to really even consider Notre Dame, let alone choose them right after Marcus Freeman began to recruit him. So that's the kind of aura and magnetism that he seems to have, and in addition to a fandom that I would have to say is 95% in favor of this hiring. Which is pretty incredible. All right, Tim.
Hey, thanks so much. Before I let you go here, though, I have to kind of pat myself on the back here because I told everybody that Joe Alt would be a great football player. He was one of the guys that nobody really wanted. He's too tall. He's too skinny. He's a tight end-looking guy. But he's done a hell of a job, hasn't he?
I mean, he is such a natural. I know you. I didn't know that when you said it, but now, now we all know it. That kid is really good now and is going to be a great football player.
He absolutely is. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree,
nope.
John. Hey, Tim, thanks so much. And I know I read your article. It's an awesome article. Appreciate you doing that on Joe. Hey, thanks a lot so much for coming on, and we always love having you on here in Kansas City.
Hey, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right, Tim Prister from Irish Illustrated. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to bring on the superstar of CBD American Shaman, the first stringer, the quarterback number one, QB1, I guess is the way you said it.
QB1.
It would be Jamie Ward. He's going to talk a little bit about our great event coming up Tuesday that they're going to talk about the Three Stooges. But Frank Bowl is really the star, the MC, Frank Bowl. If you're going to come out for anything, come out to see Frank. You're listening to... All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. It is Tim Grunhardt and Frank Bowe. We are at the Hen House on 135th and Metcalf. Pop on in. We got a couple more minutes left, about 10, 15 minutes. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. All products right now come in. We have our water solubles. We have our gummies. We have our topicals. Whatever you need, it's here. And by the way, we're going to have Jamie on. Jamie. This is so cool. You come right into a hen house, and there is an American Shaman store in the hen house.
In the hen house.
How great
that
is that?
Yeah, that's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
It is. Sliced bread. That's aisle three, please.
Yeah,
aisle three.
It's aisle three.
And it's not a pop-up or something that they're going to tear down and leave. This is a permanent store inside the hen house, which is awesome.
As Vince said this afternoon, it's going to be here forever.
Yeah,
so
there we go.
That's all I know. Well, so you guys know, I'm sure you're aware of it, if they didn't tell you at the office, but we had dinner with the top boys at 810 the other night. Took us out to a really nice meal, and Shaman is on board with 810 for another 2 years.
All
so,
right.
Deal.
You know what? Speaking about forever, that's what we expect.
Yeah.
Now, we did negotiate the crunch time thing, and no, I'm serious.
Yeah,
that's a joke.
Did you get rid of us? Out of the deal?
Gave us a break.
I understand.
You know, remember, we started this with
that's
you,
right,
buddy.
You did,
this
you?
Is
right.
our relationship. Crunch Time started. Right. American Shaman came up with the idea of starting Crunch Time again. We pitched it to A10, and the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
It's been a great marriage.
We've grown leaps and bounds since we started.
Yes, you have. I'm going to tell you something. Yeah.
It's
and
been
now,
great
you know, yeah, absolutely.
And I want to give a shout out to the Balls people.
Yes.
This is obviously Hen House is part of the Balls family, the Price Chopper family.
Mm-hmm.
Great people. I mean, super people to work with. We're actually in their store in up on Berry Road up north the river also, and that store has done exceptionally well. We're excited about this one because face it, you can't leave here without going by our store.
I know, so walking right by it. Yeah. Instead of having going to another freestanding building, brick
and
mortar,
exactly.
It's right here inside the hen house, which is awesome.
So we're excited about this.
And you guys are doing such a great job, Jamie, of kind of staying ahead of the curve. You guys have new products coming out all the time. Talk to us about some of the new products that people can get. Last year at this time, kind of was Delta 8 was starting to roll in a little bit, but now you guys have gone. I mean,
we didn't know how the Delta 8 thing was going to work, because it gets away a little bit from wellness and more into the recreational side. But I think with Missouri going, with the medical, the medical card and the medical marijuana and the stuff that's going on over there, the Delta 8 and the new HHC product will do everything that the medical marijuana will do. The only difference is, number one, you don't need a medical card.
Yes, okay. That's good.
Number two, it's a totally legal product for you to carry across state lines.
So
you
don't get
in
trouble.
There's no THC.
You know what? I've taken it on an airplane before, and I didn't get arrested. So I was very happy about that.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, even your mom can take it.
Oh, yeah, my mom, absolutely.
My mom, for those of you who don't know, Tim's mom is in love with Delta 8.
Yes.
And the other people that are is your extended family in Arkansas, since I met them at your Hall of Fame celebration.
They've been ordering.
Oh, my gosh. She calls me about once a week. They put an order in there. I'm going to make them a wholesaler down there.
There you go.
It's going to be easier. Give her direct access to it.
There you go.
But, I mean, it's just the step over now from wellness to recreational. We don't want to get away from wellness because people use our products to feel better. Obviously, both of you guys have experienced that. I've experienced. My wife's experienced. Everybody has. But it
Big,
just is
Big
a whole
John
Big John right here.
It,
we just had a long conversation about Big John and his new hip. Hip's coming in January.
I promised him if he bought some topical. Did you buy topical? If you bought topical, I was going to rub it on your hip for you, but you didn't, so I'm not going to do it.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You could have took a picture of that.
Yeah, right.
I really don't want to go there.
I don't either. That's a bad visual.
Thank God we're on radio.
That's for sure.
But anyway, it's been good. And, the neat thing about Vince Sanders, the owner, is he's constantly looking, where can we be ahead of anybody else? We beat everybody to the market on the HHC. We've developed it. There's only like one or two suppliers of that, and now, in Vince Sanders style, we're actually looking at making that ourselves, using our own oil and developing that isomer out of that. So, kind of a neat deal. It's fun to be involved in a company that's not only a hometown company, but a company that's growing, leaps and bounds. And so it's been a great ride, and it's just getting better every day, so especially with places like this.
Yeah,
let's talk about Tuesday, December 7th, Uptown Theater.
Evening
with the Legends.
Evening with the Legends. It's a combination of Third and Long Foundation, who's been a big supporter. We've been a big supporter of that, along with Sureways. You've been a big supporter of
810. That's our charity arm.
So they kind of joined forces and we're going to have a great event. It's Tuesday night. It's almost sold out. We've got a few spots still available, not very many, but it's going to be drinks and dinner, and they got some dancing, and they got some music, and they got obviously this. You called it. It's not a roast.
I got a bet.
Somehow,
who's emceeing?
Somehow, I got a feeling with some of the people that are going to be there. Probably the questions that would come from the audience, from the likes of people like Mike Garozzo and some of the rest of them that will be there that night.
And I will take questions from the audience. You write down a piece of paper, hand it to me.
And Frank said, if you write your question on the back of a $100 bill, he'll be sure.
Yeah,
to
absolutely,
sure,
no
sure
problem.
To get it out.
You got that. Right.
But it'll be a lot of fun, and obviously, Timmy, with your induction into the Hall of Fame of the Kansas City Chiefs, I was around, when Derek was inducted into that posthumously. But, the fact that just to be in that ring, when you stop and think about all the players that have come through the Kansas City likes, to be one of those people whose name's up there, that's a huge deal. I remember when Neil got inducted, it was Hank Williams Jr. that came. He flew in especially for
that. That's right.
So it's going to be fun.
That's December 7th, Uptown Theater, Evening with Legends. Tim Grunhard, Neil Smith, and Paul Kaufman. And I will be emceeing, and I've covered all three of these guys as a reporter, including Paul Kaufman in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, you covered Y.A. Tittle, too.
So, well, I did. Absolutely.
You've been around. Well, Jamie, I'll tell you, it's been a great marriage between A10, WHB, and American Shaman. And, two great Kansas City companies coming together And we're just so happy to be involved with CBD America Shaman. You guys have made it easy for us to go out and talk football and meet people and do these things. And hopefully we can get back
on the road
a little bit.
Yeah, that is one of the new deals is Crunch Time's on the road again. By the way, legendskc.com.
LegendsKC.com.
They can go there and get a ticket for Tuesday night. We'll be
there you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Great
all
job.
Right. That's it.
All right. What's your prediction real quick?
I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I think it's going to be lower than you think. It's going to be 24-20.
Yeah, Jay.
I got 31-10.
Oh, wow.
See, everybody's talking about it. I hate when everybody talks about it.
28-17, Chiefs win.
Wow. Ooh, okay. Yeah, there we go. That
there we are.
All right. You've been listening to
Crunch Time.